It was McOtter's first public appearance since news of the scandal broke. The former U.S. representative said he was shocked when the Secretary of State told him only a small fraction of signatures on his nominating petitions were valid. He claims he believed at the time his staff was doing a responsible job collecting the signatures. David Ottenwess is McOtter's attorney.
He's cooperating. He has always cooperated with the Attorney General's office in this investigation.
McOtter admits many signatures clearly appear to be invalid. Four former campaign staffers face felony and misdemeanor charges for alleged petition fraud. One pleaded no contest to five misdemeanor counts last month. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Livonia.